This before, so it's in the recording.
Yeah. Welcome everyone to the Wisdom Council for the Trainer Path. One of the reasons that I'm excited to share this with everyone is because of the new meeting technology for a Taurus that we've just been working at, and we did it in the Trainer Path lab, the first Trainer Path lab near Frankfurt, and it worked so well, we were excited to bring it into the America format, the North America format of trying to set up a trainer path, because it activates the intelligence, the group intelligence in a circle, in a, my opinion, which is that it brings out this personal characteristic of wiseness, the ability to distinguish the wise from the unwise in each person. That's what's being called out, is this personal characteristic, but at the same time, it's a counsel. It is, we are counseling each other. So the word is spelled differently from a typical wisdom council spelling, which would say like a, just means a collection of people, but it means, the new spelling, C-O-U-N-S-E-L, means we are counseling each other by an exchange of opinions and advice. And to bring both of those two functions together in the circle is a powerful tool that we got to implement a couple of weeks ago, and we just we'd like to spread it around. And it's a simple setup. There's two ways to do it. Obviously, one way is in person, which is what we did in the Trainer Path lab. And the other way is online like this. We just have to be careful about the names that we're using on our screen. So the first thing I just need to do is make sure that everybody knows how to change the name on your window. So you click on the upper right three dots in your particular window, and I just click on rename, and you can simply type in the new name. And so the name that you'll put in there has to do more with your function. So let me just explain how it's set up. This particular meeting technology is fantastic for dealing with undefinable problems, in a way, or undefinable circumstances that need the wisdom of everybody in the group to call forth the wiseness and then counsel each other about it. And I just want to say that the way we used it in the Trainer Path, this question about two people who were proposing to do their practice expand the box training together. It's a couple. And that the question was, what about that? You know, it's like this open question about how do we face into that? How do we collect the group wisdom about it? And so this was Andreas and Yurtis. Yeah, Catherine?
Did they ask for it?
Yes. No. Okay. No, they did not ask for it. Mm-hmm. No, the trainer path asked for it. It's like this here. The trainer path is asking for this. So, and they were called into the circle then.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's not like they asked for it, although that could be a way to start it. But in this case, they were called in. And so the question is, what about that? And how's this going to work? Or how will it work out? And I was personally involved in it because of my fear that neither Yurtis nor Andreas were ready to actually deliver their practice expand the box, and particularly this condition of delivering a practice expand the box together, which is where one person can kind of hide behind the other, but the end of the experience of doing a practice expand the box training with two people is that if I have the right person standing next to me, I can deliver an expand the box training. which is a weak way to step into the world as someone who claims to be able to deliver Expand the Box, because what the whole purpose of the process Expand the Box is to walk away from that experience going, I can throw me anywhere in the world, alone, with, you know, anywhere, and I can deliver an entire Expand the Box training. And so that was the first thing about their proposal, was that they were going to do it together. And so we had to look, so the point about that is to look into it and bring out the wiseness of the whole thing. And what turned out in this non-linear approach was the end result had so much inspiration and wisdom in it that each of them have decided to do their own Expand the Box training with Yurtis first and Andreas later. And everybody in the circle was convinced of their ability to do that, including myself. And I had started off with big fears about it, but it was an intimate interaction of empowerment. It was about empowering. And the first thing that was clear in the team, the first thing that's clear in the team is we want them to succeed. This is a gathering for success. So that's what this whole Wisdom Council is about, is a gathering for success. And so it's not like an inquisition or some, God, what do you call it? Like a court case or something.
A trial
where you're, it's a win-lose situation or somebody, whatever. This is a gathering for success. And so today we have a Wisdom Council gathering for the success of the North American Trainer Path team. And so I want to welcome everybody into that. And let me just explain a structure. So since we have only 10 people here, it will be pretty much all of us are in the inner circle. But if there's more than this, there will be an inner circle and an outer circle. And online, the outer circle people will have their video off. So the only ones who have their video on are the people on the inner circle. And let me tell you who the people are in the inner circle. So the inner circle includes one or two space holders. So in this case, that will be Anne Chloe and myself. So we will be sitting in the inner circle. And then there's whoever has a consideration. They will step into the middle circle. Who has a consideration, they will be in the middle circle. And they may have a consideration in general, or they may have a consideration concerning someone else. So for example, let's say I have a concern that involves Scott. So then Scott would come into the middle circle, and Scott chooses another person from the outer circle who will be at his side, you know, somebody who knows his story, loves him, you know, it's like an ally in this space. So anybody who is being called into the inner circle, when somebody has a concern about them, they will call somebody else to sit at their side as their second. It's almost like the term came from dueling, where you have a second who kind of backs you up with logistics and stuff like that in case you wipes the sweat off your brow, or sharpens your sword for you, or something like that. But we might change the name for the second. No, actually, sorry. It was renamed to Cohort. That's probably a better name, Cohort. So the second person sitting next to you is your cohort. That's
Cohort.
C-O-H-O-R-T. And it's it just means the person who's your ally, the one who works with you. So then we have whoever is a space holder, whoever has the concerns, whoever the concerns are about, their cohorts. So it could be a couple of people. And then we have an empty chair. So the empty chair is, there's always an empty chair in the middle, so that anyone in the outer circle can step forward and sit in the empty chair. And so all the people in the outer circle originally would be named empty chair. However, in the outer circle, you can also name yourself as a force of nature. So you can call yourself the wind, or earthquake, or lightning, or dinosaur, or forest, or waterfall. And so when, like, for example, we're in the inner circle and we just need some clarity from a flexible, like pervasive impulse, we just call on the wind, north wind. So we don't even know who that is. All we see is a name says north wind. So we call the north wind into the empty chair. They just click on their window and we see who it is. And then they're joined the inner circle. So that's how it works online and offline. You know, in person, they would actually step from the outer circle into the inner circle. And then as soon as they're done speaking, then they exit the inner circle and make the empty chair available for the next person. So the mechanics of it, we can repeat the explanation as we go along if there's any confusion about it.
I just want to emphasize that it doesn't have to be the space holder who calls. Because the way you called, you know, Clinton, you were the space holder, but it can also be the space holder, then somebody comes in the circle and would be the caller or the considerer, and then the person to which the consideration goes would also come into the circle.
So. And also the people in the outer circle, whenever the empty chair is empty, anyone from the outer circle can come and sit, can I bring themselves into the inner, to the empty chair, say whatever they need to say, and then go back out to the outer circle. Yeah. And in this way, we have the inner circle, a larger group outside. We're using everybody's wisdom and counsel all at the same time. And it's a nonlinear flowing process and this will be the first time we've done it online. So we were really happy with how it worked in person, and we'd like to take everybody's intelligence. And of course, then you can use this wherever you have circles, wherever you have issues to face into, or big questions or gaps or anything where you need your group intelligence to apply it. You just call together a wisdom council. And if you figure new things out, please just get it to me so I can put it on the website and share it with other people. For example, I don't yet have a photograph we don't have yet have a photograph of the actual physical two circles. So if you're ever in a place where you have the inner circle and the outer circle, please shoot me a photo so I can put it on the website. I thought we would have in the Trainer Guild Taurus meeting last week, I thought we would have a chance to do the Wisdom Council, but we never got there. With that, we never made it to there, so I didn't get a photograph. But anything else you figure out or hints, please just send them to me and I'll share them with other people. Any questions about the workings or mechanics or purpose of the Wisdom Council at this point?
Is there a minimum number of people you suggest for a Wisdom Council to come together?
I didn't hear that. Did somebody can repeat that?
Is there a minimum number of people that would be ideal? In terms of also the outer circle or just the inner? I think 10 seems to be eight, you know, 8, 9, 10 people seems to be a big enough group that the group intelligence is varied and diverse, and people can feel, can speak from different also perspective in a game world. So I would invite, especially when it's considerations about the entire game world, which the Wisdom Council would seem like ideal for those considerations, because if it's a individual emotional charge, then it would be a frying pan, and that's a different meeting technology. And if it's emotional charge between different people because there's been gossiping or triangulation, or so there's emotional charge in a bigger group, then that would be the walk, which is it's the same design of an inner circle and an outer circle. And inside we have put usually 6 or 7 pillows. So the outer circle, everybody can see the people in the inner circle. And this is more about completing stories and admitting projection and admitting resentment. And that's been working fantastic in the Taurus. So the Wisdom Council seems to be really about those impossible questions that are not resolved, cannot be resolved with emotional healing process. This is not about emotional healing process. It's about a lot about how something happening in the game world.
Yeah. And, so, go ahead, Catherine.
No, you have an and. I have a new question.
Okay. And in the Wisdom Council format, the purple card functions. So I just want to, if you don't know about the purple card yet, it's we pass them out both at the Trainer Path and the Trainer Taurus, but it's actually a purple, this in this case plastic, but it's a card that fits inside your beep book, so you have it everywhere you go. And if anyone in the group starts acting in a reactive way, but thinking that it's a real way, you just put up your purple card. And if you're the only one putting up your purple card, then it could be your own reaction to whatever's going on for them. So then, but if 3, 4, 5, 6 people start putting up purple cards, the person who's having the emotional reaction is getting the group wisdom, the counsel of the group, that what's called for right now is a personal healing process. You can step outside the group, go do the process, come back in the group, and we'll just keep going like that. So we were using that at the Trainer Path. It worked very well. But I would use that here too, that this is not about, the Wisdom Council is not about doing for emotional healing processes. It's about moving things forward or upward or expandward in the game world. And if whenever anyone has emotional reactivity that's triggered from something, or then they can just make use of the signal from the purple card and do the process. Yeah, so we'll use, so the Wisdom Council also uses purple card. Mm-hmm. Katrin, you had something?
Yes, those forces of nature, they are being called by the caller, right? And they say, we want the wind, or do the people in the outer circle, one is the wind and one chooses to be a lake or whatever. And then the caller says, we want the lake.
Yes, and the lake, you could be sitting in the outer circle and you're getting this strong impulse and you check it and you go, yes, the lake wants to talk. The lake, so you just click your, turn on your video, and you're the lake, and everybody sees you come in, and it says the lake, and the space holder says, yes, we'd like to hear from the lake, and the lake has something to say, and then you just let the lake speak through you, like that.
Thank you.
Both ways.
Okay. I mean, and that would be really useful in terms of in communities or in when the stakeholders, we consider only human being as stakeholders. Okay, what about the forest on the land? What about the lake on the land? What about the birds? What about? And so to introduce that part of forces of nature into communities, then some people have strong connection or can let those things speak through them. So, and then they have a voice.
And they can also change. If I'm the lake and I want to say something as a wind and I'm in the outer circle, I can be the wind.
Yes. Yeah, right? The inner circle does not get to define what you are in the outer circle. The outer circle uses its own wisdom to represent whatever force they feel called to represent. So the inner circle doesn't define, it's not a predefined force of nature in the outer circle.
Thank you.
In a couple of weeks, Vera and Chloe and I are going to Schloss Glarisegg in Switzerland, and we will most certainly introduce the Wisdom Council there with the purple card, because we talked to them yesterday or so, and it's the issues that are happening for them are so resonant to what has been happening in the Trainer Guild and what's happening around the world, and it'll just be a perfect tool that they'll be happy to, we get to implement it there too. So we're looking forward to that. So you know, that the reason I said that is because you're involved in different game worlds and different communities and different circles, and be courageous. Just bring this in here. Let's give this a try. You'll learn a lot. People will be able to speak in different ways and be heard in different ways. And it was a fabulous way to call out new resources from each person in the whole circle in a parallel function all at the same time. It's fantastic. So if there are no further considerations, I would propose that we proceed. Anybody need anything right now? Okay. So the Wisdom Council for the Trainer Path North America is open for considerations. So I would collect a couple, two or three at first to begin with, just so we can choose one to begin with, because we have a limited time here. It's almost 6:30. We will go to 8. Is that correct, Chloe?
I would put 7:30.
So we have about an hour. So I would have people throw out a couple issues from your own wisdom, and then let's pick one or two. We'll pick the first one and jump in.
I have an issue. The issue is, how do we integrate new people in the team? Trainers, possible trainers.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have an issue of what are the mechanics actually of the trainer path? What is it that we will be offering, and how does that look? Yeah.
Offering in terms of to each other or to clients? Which way are you saying that?
To the trainer types and new trainers that want to join.
Okay. It sounds somehow related to what Patricia is saying. Mm. This question is how to integrate new possible trainers, and yours is what are we offering to the new trainers? Mm. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, mine is more about the game world, and I sense his is more about the actual people and integrating the person into the game world, and mine is the actual game world.
Great.
I have another one. What is the relation between the different game worlds, between North America and Brazil, mm-hmm. and Europe and how we can,
Great.
Use it. Yeah.
Great, got it.
I have considerations that I want to also share that I'm probably a spokesperson for other people. I've gathered other people, or got other people had a similar consideration about the image that some trainers project, and the level and the difference of the actual level of matrix, and the distress that can create in participants. And one particular person where that came up quite a few time was with you, Jennifer. And so I would like to have a space about that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mine, I think, relates to Patricio's about different game worlds, and it's specifically about and that's in Paul and the sort of game world in Seattle, and how does our North American Trainer Path game world relates to their game world? To what extent do we need to distinguish ourselves? To what extent is collaboration possible, basically?
Yeah.
I have a consideration, which is about the kind of the format of the expand the box in the United States that are usually less than 3 days. And so just talking about a little bit about how the expand the boxes or maybe even other trainings are different in other parts of the world.
You're saying that expand the box trainings are being offered in North America less than 3 days long?
That's what I heard, yes.
Does anybody confirm that?
No.
No, okay.
Mine was 3 days. I think if I did it again, it would be like five, but when I do it again.
Okay, can you confirm? I think it was a conversation in the trainer path, and this doesn't have to be here, but I can try to confirm this information. I think I had a conversation with Jennifer in February, and it was more like 2.5 days or this, because the game world in the United States didn't allow for so many days or something like this.
Great, thank you. Okay, this is already more than we'll be able to do in the next hour. Yeah. So I'm glad we're having this wisdom council. Was there anyone else having a hot something that didn't get to be spoken yet?
I have something, and it's connected to something that was already said, and it's about how do we decide who is like ready to join the trainer path North America.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay. What I wanted to do was, part of this is the wiseness of the council can apply really to personality. And so I heard three names. I heard Paul, I heard Annetta, and I heard Jennifer. And since we don't have Paul or Annetta here, I would propose that Jennifer, you're the celebrity today, that we focus on your success as the entry point, like the how to bring your full capacity as a trainer to unfold in the trainer path world. Is that okay for you?
Yes, and I was going to ask to go first, so thank you.
Oh, cool. Why were you going to ask to go first?
Because I'm interested in, yeah, and exactly what you want to draw out of me. I also want that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So could you please choose your cohort? Who's your ally, or you know, somebody right at your side? Who would you like that to be? And you get to choose from, you know, right now we're moving in towards the inner circle now. So you just moved into the inner circle. Right now it's Yumi and Chloe in the inner circle. Who would you like as your cohort?
I will choose Amanda.
Is that okay, Amanda?
Yes. What is my role exactly? So,
Jennifer, tell her role. I want you to say that.
I want you to hold space with me and see what is needed.
Because the role can be different for each person. Some people could say, I want you to defend me. I want you to give me feedback and coaching because I trust your feedback and coaching. Mm-hmm. I want you to ask dangerous questions from the other people. Whatever you want your cohort to do, they're your team. They're your, like, you're your ally in the space.
Mm-hmm.
So just if you want to add more, Jennifer, mm-hmm. and say, Amanda, will you please do this, or will you please scream at Susanna because she didn't say anything, or whatever you want to.
Yeah, Amanda, I want to make sure that that everyone is able to say what's needed to say, and you can also give me feedback if you see that I'm in need of feedback. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You want me to, okay. Make sure that everyone says what's needed to say and give you feedback.
Yes, I think. I'm not 100% sure yet because I'm still learning the game, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Chloe, okay. I was thinking I wanted to call in actually somebody, everybody else is in the outer circle right now. And what I wanted to call in from the outer circle is, it's almost like family constellation or something, so to represent Trainer Path North America as the game world itself.
Yeah.
That, could we do that? So who, and Chloe, who would that be?
Then I would ask Patricio, because anyway, you were, the reason would be that you were one of the starting person. So I would ask you, Patricio, to represent the Trainer Path US game world, the whole game world.
It's not US, it's North America.
North America, sorry.
North America. Yeah.
Sorry. So Patricio, will you change your name to Trainer Path North America? And yeah. Vera, it looked like you were going to say something. Were you going to say something? Okay.
I was going to ask about how does someone come into an empty chair? Do they raise their hand, stay with their hand raised, or?
Well, yes. And the way we would do it is that you just type in the name empty chair. You type in empty chair, and then we'll say, what are you? And then you change your name to whatever force you are.
Okay.
So just change your name. And then we'll call upon whoever's sitting in the empty chair. Right now, nobody's sitting in the empty chair.
Okay. But, and they can also be themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, boring. Jesus. Anyway. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Wisdom Council has begun. The consideration is calling forth additional qualities in Jennifer Dominguez's presence I heard a rumor. Let me start like that. Jennifer, I heard a rumor, and the rumor was something like people were talking about the new format of online Expand the Box training, and I heard a rumor that you said, yes, I would like that because then I don't have to be so afraid and stand up in front of people in a room. I can kind of hold back behind the whole technical video format structure. And this is just a rumor that I heard. I didn't talk with you about it, but it gave me the impression that, if it's true or not, it gave me the impression that there's a lack of clarity about the life of a trainer. I mean, what a trainer is, the difference between a trainer and an educator, or a difference between a trainer and in your case, a homeopath, like that. So I would love, Jennifer, for you to be able to, like, so here, okay, I want to throw another thing on the table, which is your practice Expand the Box training, the coach there was Annette Schuster, if I'm correct in that. And Annette Schuster has a certain, we were with her in Brazil, and so there's some qualities that Annette Schuster has that I would propose she not actually be a person to sit in on anybody's practice Expand the Box training to decide whether they're capable, or, you know, whether they pass the test or not. You know, if they're capable of being able to deliver Expand the Box training, I would not suggest Annette Schuster do that. ever again until we have a wisdom council where she's inside. So anyway, I don't know how else to put that on the table. So at this point, people, you just feel in yourself and we just start sharing and speaking.
So what do you want from me right in this moment?
So do you have anything to add, or how is it for you? It doesn't have to be you who speaks next.
I would like to maybe add a few of my fears. Yeah.
If I do this as the space holder, what I'm usually doing is having us pause. You know, because a lot of like with this kind of conversation, it goes bing bong, blip, blop, bing bong, like too fast, way too fast. So sometimes I will go like this just for silence, just to integrate. Sometimes I'll just make a little space between one person speaking and the next person speaking like that. So I just wanted to add in this thing. If you see this, just come to a pause and then I'll clarify what that is. And Chloe, you were going to add something.
Yeah, as I'm the caller, I'm the one who brought in, would like to say something. One of my fears, is, for example, that you
when you
have
say,
oh, you Jennifer,
yes, sorry, when we're talking, we don't know who you mean by you.
Yes,
so you really need to do that. And I ask also, Jennifer, can you get a little closer to the screen?
Yeah,
we can't really see your face so well. That would really help to get a little closer. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Chloe, please go ahead, but please use names instead.
Jennifer, yes, that Jennifer, you have in your system that you have done 13 or 14 labs, correct? Is that?
Yes.
And my fear is that out of those 14 labs, how many actual core initiation, there's about 80 core initiation in the possibility management game world, have you done? And one of them would be, do you have, my fear is that, my assumption that creates my fear is that you don't have your shadow sentence clear on the tip of your tongue. And the experience is that if you don't have your shadow sentence, it owns you. And you will bring it into the space and bring that unawareness, unconsciousness in the space. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my fears. And I just want to add, sorry, is that then participants who come to trainings or spaces with you where you hold this image of having done 14 labs without having your shadow sentence, this is what people think will happen in 14 labs of possibility management.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So would you, yeah.
So a couple of things come up. I don't know exactly how many of these 80 initiations that I've done in my labs. I would have to dig through my notes, I suppose. But regarding my shadow sentence, I did have one for a while. And after so many labs and shifting matrix and going through different initiations, I have a new sentence and I am in the process of working on that in our Gremlin Club. And yes, I am a new trainer and I have done 2 expand the boxes. And I sense that, yeah, I need the support around me to pull out what it is that I'm, that I stand for. It's, how can I say, like, yeah, I need the support of the team. And I sense that my second expand the box was pretty powerful. And Patricio and I together hold space to give feedback. And I trust in Patricio to give me very honest and clear feedback. And with that, I'm able to grow up as a trainer as well. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I want to talk as mm-hmm. as the trainer of North America, and you know, I'm glad of looking at this territory because there is an intersection between the tradition that in North America we have inherited from Paul and Anetes, and I have participated in a couple of labs, and I've seen the loop that the trainings, you know, like I was in a training that somebody had done 20 labs, you know, and I think that this is a very important territory for the trainer part of North America to get clarity on, to clarify relationships, and to and to actually get all of us, you know, in North America, the X on the map, our X on the map.
Trainer Path North America, I ask you to cut the crap. So what I'm saying by that is it's a slang term. Cut the crap means please get to the shit. Like, we have a table, we're putting shit on the table. It's a tradition in possibility management to do possibility labs with many different trainers. And so obviously in America, since the local trainers have been Paul and Annetta, you didn't have many different trainers. And so the result is you have people doing so many labs with these same trainers. And so that's against the tradition in possibility management. And when you said that we have to go into the relationship, you were using code words for what's going on behind the scenes. Now's the time to put it on the table. Will you please do that?
Yeah, I think that I really think that Annette is defending a territory.
Which territory?
The territory of possibility of a possibility management world that she has, that is the way that she has built it.
And the defensive actions look like what?
And the defensive action look like, for example, in the calls that we are having is very defensive against anything that comes that is new, the online possibilities or even questioning other trainers. Yeah. And I think, Jennifer, there is part that you are under that spell.
Can you say how you see that?
And the spell is getting lost in thinking that you have done that you have done things that have not been integrated yet into your five bodies. And it's a little bit a block that you have, thinking that you have already done it, but having lost the point of reference, you know, what it means to do it and what it means to really have it in your five bodies.
Can you give one example, please?
So the example is we had an emotional process and I think you saw also the wall between being able to go there, whatever it is, and between thinking that you should already have gone there. What is the question, Clinton?
And Chloe asked, what is it? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this you were talking, and now I'm blanking out.
I know what it is.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's about that I have a should, that I should be able to be at a certain level because I've already done a certain amount of labs and I'm not there yet. And there's like a wall that stops me from going forward and being able to access these deeper places. So there's this like a split identity of like, I have done a lot of work, but I'm not there yet. And so this piece of I'm not there yet is why, for example, I declare and claim that I'm not ready to, you know, we talked, Patricio and I, about doing labs here. I said that in our last meeting together, I'm not ready to do that. Absolutely not ready. Like, I know my limitations. I have limitations. Yes, I do. And that's why I asked to have multiple space holders to start the North American Trainer Path, because I don't want to do it alone. And that's why I have Patricio as my partner in ETB, because I trust him and he gives me great feedback. And yeah, there's no holding back from Patricio. He's very honest with me. And I need that, and I ask for it. So I sense there's a confusion that I'm portraying that I have an image of being a trainer and a solid trainer, and I don't. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer, could you just give us one example? I know you did already about giving labs, but I should be able to be at a level. With regard to what?
I have sadness coming now.
We're listening. Yeah. We're listening, Jennifer. We're listening.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Yeah, I should be able to show up more in the spaces, for example, and I don't. I should be able to go deeper in my chair processes, and I don't. Yeah. Those are two big issues for me that I sense, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Vera, you'll be next. We'll just give it a little pause and yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Vera.
This is to add to the following what seemed to be a field of territorialism that Patricio was talking about. One example that I have is when, for example, Jennifer, you had a call with me and you asked me about the study group and how the study group, the Radiant Joy and Brilliant Love study group, the people had this agreement of doing emotional healing processes together.
Yeah.
And because they were doing, you had fears because you were doing, that they were doing it for free. And you had some fears that you would be left, you know, you would have less clients. Mm-hmm. That, you know, so that as the study group, even with people in the United States, would get turned on to possibility management, you were thinking less customers for me. And so I have fear about that. And the fear that I also expressed in our online ETB call, where you seem to say, and I don't want to misremember, but I seem that you were saying that you wanted to roll out an online ETB every month. In this, my fear was that this is kind of keeping it small for you, your customer base. And in you do, you know, you have your customers and having, feeding them just online ETB and not making the game world grow. That's, yeah. That's what I heard.
I have a question just to connect those two. It seems like that could be a teaching that came from Paul and Annetta in their style of holding space for 10 years in the North America, not training any new trainers, basically. So there was no view, no effort to train new trainers in North America, keeping it small, keeping it a scarcity about I might lose a client to another trainer because there's not enough clients in America. 300 million is not enough for me. Something like that.
The money topic has been a conversation in our group because of the sheer amount of hours we're putting into PM. And so strategizing where we can actually start making money in other places other than doing private sessions, especially now that this new wave of PM is doing a lot of these emotional processes, which I love, but it changes the dynamic of how things have been. And so exploring different possibilities of where we can charge, where we cannot charge, and have it be sustainable for all of us that are really, you know, quitting our jobs and diving deep into this.
I want to share about how it's been working, let's say maybe outside of America, or the trainers I've been around, and there is so much work to do. There's so much healing. Everybody has to go through so many. I'm shocked in terms of I feel very scared and very angry and very sad to realize how many people have had so many past life and abusive childhood, so many emotional processes are needed for them to actually become present. And so what I've discovered is if people can do with each other mad, sad, glad, and scared, unmixing emotions, distinguishing between ego state, starting to distinguish between gremlin, but mostly starting to feel, to be able to be really angry, and then the fear would come out and the sadness and the joy often comes later. If people can do that before they come to me, then I can do deep past life, mimetic process that they've built in their childhood. Maybe childhood, I don't know, rape or different kind of abuse that maybe they don't feel safe with somebody that they just met on a study group. So there's so many deeper level process that we would be available for if we didn't do mad, sad, glad, and scared. Mm. So often I say no to people who said, this is my first coaching. I said, go to an Expand the Box, because otherwise I will do Expand the Box in the coaching and it's not worth it. Because I want to talk to you and I want to spend my time doing something else what somebody can get and Expand the Box. Mm. So this is how we built it in sort of the game world. That's the way that we can take mass and ripple, because there's just not enough trainers today to do all this work for everybody. And what I'm scared of is that, again, this is an assumption that I have from me for you, Jennifer, is that maybe you haven't learned, maybe you haven't practiced, maybe you haven't been shown about how to do witch burning process and mimetic engineering processes and deep other past life or nonlinear healing that is different from mad, sad, glad, and scared, and even different from just pure old decision, new decision, because that people can do by themselves. Mm-hmm. And this is what you would, this is where I would want you to be, you know, to be able to deliver those, because, and then you wouldn't have to worry about your client base, because all those people need those process.
Yeah, so I want to interrupt and say I'm not worried about my client base. I've been in practice for 20 plus years and I have endless amount of people, and I know how to manifest and create, and I'm really, yeah, I don't think that's a necessary conversation to have. And I feel sad that Vera thought it was really from, it was, for me, it was more of just exploring this new shift from the old way of PM to the new way of PM, and how are we going to make money and what does it look like? But I, yeah, this is not a place that I feel that I have too much fear about, really. It's, yeah.
What is the necessary conversation to have?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I think that I feel sad that I, like, yeah, I go fast, I go first, I jump, and because I want to be there, and yet I'm still behind, and I'm still learning, and I need more labs, and I feel sad that I should be at a certain place in order to be sitting here in this space or to be delivering ETBs. And I feel sad that, I feel all of these things in my body that you all see. It's not a surprise. And I talk about them in spaces openly. And I think it's just like time. I need time. I need labs. I need more practice delivery ETBs.
Jennifer, will you also talk about what you're angry about?
Yeah. I'm angry at myself that I've dedicated a lot of years to PM and I'm still where I'm at. And I think a lot of it is because I spent a lot of years working on my own personal shit. And now just this year I'm stepping into trainer, and it happened very fast for me. And I'm angry because I just need time.
Well, hold on one second, Amanda. Scott, I didn't understand your message. Chair, what does that mean?
It was like empty chair. I was requesting the empty chair.
You mean that you would say something, you mean?
Yeah, as the ocean.
Okay. Can Amanda go first and then you come in?
Yes.
Amanda, go ahead.
Yeah, so Jennifer, there's something that I wanted to talk about the spell that Patricio mentioned.
About the what?
The spell.
Spell, Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think there's something like with that territory or the defending the territory that I think also manifested itself as an unconscious, like not supporting people to be empowered in holding space. And this kind of like, and I see in you this like self-doubt or this hesitation to step forward and really own the space, even if you don't know how it's done. Or I've heard you say things like, oh, I can't do that. I'm not good at organizing stuff. Like, and like, I leave that up to Patricio or somebody else. And I don't know if that is like part of the spell, like those things that you said, but I think it would be helpful for you to take on those things that you have doubts about. And like, I was thinking for a while, it would be really good for you to work together with Scott. And because the way that he, or the, at least the way that I've worked with him, has really helped me develop kind of that structuring things and like planning things out. And I think it's like just the way that he operates, it would like bring that out of you. I was thinking it would be good if you both did an ETB together. Yeah, thank you.
I'm waiting for just a minute to let that settle in. The Wisdom Council calls upon the ocean.
Jennifer, it's so... I am so vast and so much is going on in me, and I see you there and your back is to me. And where are you? Why do you pretend that you're small? Why do you pretend that I'm not here to support you? Why do you pretend that I'm not here for you to sit in and be washed around and to be pulled under the waves? Why don't you... You are stopping yourself from being big. Why do you pretend that you are not big, that you are not here, that you are not present? I am full and you are full too. I want you to know your fullness. I want you to know the place in you that is like me. And I am full of garbage. I am not stopping, nothing is stopping for me and my being filled with garbage. I need people like you to stop pretending that you're small and you don't know shit and that you're gonna go by your old school programming. All of that is bullshit and means nothing in the final equation. I want you to be with me. I want you to leave the city and be with me. Put your feet in the sand, step in the water, pull yourself apart. Let me pull you apart. Let me drown you in my wisdom and come back to be a mermaid. Be the extraordinary archetypal being that you are, bringing your wisdom into the world. Take a stand for yourself.
The Wisdom Council thanks the ocean for speaking.
Thank you. So I would like to hear from Patricio as my ETB partner. And like, you don't say those things to me at ETB. Like, do you, I don't know, I sense that I have a double identity. Like, I'm able to be big and step in and take and be my powerful leader. And then I also get small, and it depends in the context. It depends in the space. So, yeah. So I would like to, yeah.
What I hear is that you don't think that I say that you are big and I don't say what the ocean said to you.
Yeah, you don't give me that feedback, and I count on you to give me that feedback. And I trust that you would. And I have a story. It's because I have a split side of me where sometimes I'm in my full power and sometimes I'm leading and sometimes I'm not. And I sense that because I'm safe with you, Patricio, and we work together regularly, that I'm able to be the piece that Scott is wanting to see. And I want to hear from you about that.
I hear Jennifer asking you as Patricio, why you're not kicking her in the butt? Why you are not kicking her butt?
No, I have a story that I think he doesn't see that side of me as much, maybe because when I'm with Patricio, I don't necessarily, I'm not hiding. I'm in more of my power. So are you seeing the small piece, Patricio, and are you seeing me in my power? And yeah, and when
I just need to interrupt.
Yeah.
There's a Jennifer, you're using some model, some concept. some construct about being in your power and not being in your power, which does not apply to a trainer in the trainer guild.
Okay.
It does not apply. It is not a fake thing. It's not some vitamins you take and be a rock star with drugs in your system and then you crash afterwards. The training never ends. It is not, so I'm asking you to not use that model, that construct of in my power and not in my power. It just doesn't apply. Certainly trainers go in liquid states, but it's almost like they're more powerful in liquid states than not. And so I don't know how else to say it. Mm-hmm. And Chloe?
Can I try?
No. Go.
The moment you lose the power is when you're not in now. You're not with a small now, small here, small you. Mm-hmm. And it seems like you have a strong survival strategy that takes you out into a big now, into a big here, into a big fantasy world about what you should be or how you should show up. And the moment you enter that fantasy world, you're not a trainer anymore. And maybe this is the, how would you say that? The mismatch.
She said split.
The split that we experience, mm-hmm. you trying to be in this fantasy world, trying to project that thing, but actually not being yourself. So it would be probably a healing process and a practice to go back to this thing about about this split. Why did you have to split yourself like that? Because I don't think it started with possibility management. So would you write it down as an emotional healing process?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And it might have layers, okay? Because also you might do this emotional healing process and think, oh no, I should have that solved.
Mm-hmm. Will you tell us what you wrote down, Jennifer?
Yeah, to do an emotional healing process about the split, that I have a story that I have a split where sometimes I am in my power and sometimes I'm not in my power. And when did I make this decision to have the split?
Okay.
I didn't write all of that down, but
You probably just wrote down the word split. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking you to write a few more words because the clarity of this space will not necessarily carry over to the clarity of the next space.
Okay.
We'll just wait.
Yes.
Just write a few more words. We are waiting. Yeah.
Okay. And I want to ask for the possibility of, so my story is that I'm comfortable in certain areas because I have matrix and there's other areas that I'm not. And what's the fucking problem? Yeah, and I do not, and I'm angry because I don't think I'm portraying myself as being, I'm a trainer. Like, I don't see that at all. On the contrary, I'm like, I'm a trainer and I'm a baby trainer and I want more. Yeah.
So I want you to go in the world and say, I'm a fucking trainer. You know, I'm really sad and I'm really angry that you've spent this much time and money and energy in possibility management with this to show for it. Because it just is not right. It's not how it goes. You know, I just, in my life with possibility management, work with people, it's just nuclear power. It unfolds, stuff just happens. And for you to claim to be at 14 labs or whatever, and this is it, I don't know. It drives me crazy. I'm angry and scared and sad about how many other people might be in that same situation, thinking possibility management is so ineffective or so weak or so sloppy or so small. And so I don't know what to do about it. Maybe this is a different wisdom council about that. But I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about it. It should not be that way.
You know, well, I'm not sorry because PM fucking saved my life. I mean, I was not okay before and I am okay now and I'm happy now. And I just made the goddamn decision to be a trainer like in Portugal with Aunt Chloe and it wasn't even a strong yes. I mean, my God, I need time. And I didn't plan on being a trainer. I was working on my inner stuff and it's just this year, just 6 months ago that I made the decision, like enough, like, yeah, just, I am where I'm at and I'm okay. Like, and I'm not claiming to be Aunt Chloe or anything close to that. I feel joy and I'm really the happiest I've ever been in my life and I want to keep working and I am doing incredible work in this world with PM. And so what you have to just said to me, Clinton, is totally off base. Like, no, it's huge what I've accomplished and it's huge what I'm bringing into this world.
Thank you for saying that.
I also want to hear from Patricio.
The open chair is speaking with Vera first and then Patricio. And I just need you to know that I did not plan on being a trainer either. That's how it goes. Thank you. Open chair, Vera.
Jennifer. As you know, I did my practice Expand the Box with Juana. I did it June last year. And I went to Brazil and I wanted to do more Expand the Boxes. And I went to Brazil and the opportunity came for me to do an Expand the Box because of Clinton and Aunt Chloe. The opportunity came that I could do an Expand the Box by myself.
Good. You're not being clear. Do and Expand the Box can be either participate or deliver. Please use the words.
Deliver. To deliver and Expand the Box by myself.
Just if you're doing it, if you're participating, say participate. If you're delivering, say deliver, okay?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. And it was totally, I can't even, the difference from who I was before and who I am now. I think is the gap. It's that gap. I really want to propose to you that you do an Expand the Box by yourself with anyone else, to do it by yourself. Because what I went through, the transformation, the liquid state that I went through by delivering it by myself, went from, I remember particularly the day when I was still looking at my notes and then I decided I will not look at my notes. I will just do it. I will let the map talk through me. I would let my bright principles. And I wrote it and I did it, you know, and then I saw like one map had like one thing that was missing and then I added afterwards and I was there and it was so alive and it will change you. It will change who you are if you do it.
I will do that. I won't do it as my next ETV because we have another one coming up in a month, but I will do it. Thank you.
When?
I have to look at my calendar because I have other things, but yes, I will. And I will tell you first.
I'm glad about that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just leaving a little space. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vera. Patrizio.
Thank you. Yes, I just want to remember and remind you that
Who are you talking to? Please say Jennifer instead of you.
Yeah. Also, are you talking as Patrizio or Trainer Path?
I'm talking as Patrizio now. And as Trainer Path, I think, because I connected with you to do the expand the box, the practice expand the box. And I had a connection as a Trainer Path North America with you. And I very recently told you that I value very much our work together. And as a Trainer Path North America, you know, wherever you are, wherever you think you are, and wherever you are, the connection is real for me as Patrizio and as Trainer Path North America. It's real and it produces results. And it started when I met you in one of the labs with Annette and Paul. And I'm not sure what it is. And we are very different. We are very, very different. And still, what you bring into the North America Trainer Path, I mean, to me is unique and has enormous value for my life as Patrizio and for the Trainer Path North America.
And Claire, can I go next?
It's very short and it's for Patrizio.
Go ahead.
Patrizio, I would also then recommend you to hold and expand the box by yourself.
I was planning to do it. Yeah.
Okay. So to anybody, I don't know if Amanda and Scott, you've done ETB by yourself, but anybody also is listening to this recording, that this is a very different experience, just like Vera just shared.
And we will repeat Vera's question to Patrizio. When?
Yeah, I think November.
November 2020.
November 2020, yes.
Thank you.
I think it's in my mind as a plan, and it will be very few people, maybe with four people or something like that. So we can do social distancing and all that, but yeah.
I would propose 10 people with social distancing. Four people is not an expand a box training, really. Like, really do a real one.
Okay.
Thank you. Jennifer, I ask you to write down on your list of emotional healing processes, to write down the phrase, I need time. To me, it lands in me, the second or third time you said it, it landed in me as coming from a child ego state, as an excuse, a defense, a strategy that you're still using unconsciously that is coming out, and it's completely really unnecessary. It's blocking you, slowing you down, and you're still believing it for some reason. And I would encourage you to dive into that as go, hey, yeah. there is time. Why do I have to say I need time? I mean, things only go as fast as they go, but you saying that three times in this conversation, question mark. So would you do that?
I will do that. And my resistance comes in with, like, I need to finish reading the driver's manual. Like, can I please finish reading the driver's manual and then start to drive the plane or whatever?
Yes, and the thing that's talking to me right now is that thing. Like, you have authority. You're still functioning as if there's some pressure applied to you by an external authority to make you go faster or harder or farther. And it's not the case. This is an old pattern from something about being driven from the outside rather than choosing from the inside. So this is a trainer chooses from the inside. People can do whatever they want, but applying pressure is not one of the things they can successfully do to you because you're a trainer, because you choose from the inside. People do their shit. It's their shit. But that's the process I'm talking about. You're not owning internal authority to choose. Will you write those words down, please? Owning internal authority to choose. Open chair, I saw your question. We'll get to in a second. We have about 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And Chloe, were you first?
No, I just wanted to say to be aware about the time and to not, I think this is already a lot.
It is a lot. Yeah. Jennifer, did you get it? Did you get that? Are you ready?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, the open chair.
Susanne.
The Wisdom Council, open chair, do you represent anything? Or are you just Susanne?
I'm Susanne, and I want to make a loop back to the beginning where it was claimed that certain processes were missing, or an experience about processes in past life processes and so on, memetic engineering. And probably this is not the space, but how do you want to get these processes, and when are you going to get these processes, and by whom? Thank you.
Yes.
I'd like to just add that if you go to the floor processes website, you'll see there's 11 floor processes so far, which many of which can be delivered online. Not all of them, but a number of them can be delivered online only if you've done them yourself. But everybody, I don't know how a human being can really live without doing these 11 floor processes, because they're just trapped and stuck and tied in a knot, and it unties all that. So every single one of those processes for every single one of your clients, this is a huge amount of work to do. And Jennifer, what I'm really want to offer is, it does not feel like you got the tradition from Paul and Annetta that your real job is training trainers. To train people how to train other trainers, people to be trainers. You need to be training trainers. I don't get that as part of the tradition that you got. And that's what this whole game world is really about. Because if we're going just for our own clients, game world is over. It will stop. As soon as you retire, the game world stops. This game world only works when you're training people how to train trainers. So you're training trainers. That's where this can continue. And so almost half my time or a third of my time is about training trainers. It's really about that. And I don't think you got that from Paul and Annette. And I just want to just say, hey, this is why do you think we're having this meeting? You know, how come this team has come together? This is what we're doing here. I love you guys. You guys are wonderful. And I'm so glad that we're doing this together. And what we're doing is creating it so that we can train people to train other people how to do this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's why we are four, because we work as a team. And I don't claim to have that skill, and I want to gain that skill. And I also believe that if I am involved in training, then I also will start to own the material more myself.
There is no material. The word material comes from a class. There are points, there are sources. There are maps are not material. Maps are doorways that have a point of origin. And it's like Vera was saying, you can go back to the place where the map comes from. Mm-hmm. It's an archetypal structure out there in the universe somewhere. And you give birth to the map new each time. There is no material. There's no familiarity with the material. If you're delivering stuff from notes, it's not expand the box training. It isn't. It's dead. So I've heard rumors of people going to a flip chart board with Nicola's cards and trying to copy the cards onto the flip chart board. That is a dead space. It has nothing to do with possibility management or expand the box training. The trainer goes to the source of the map and gives birth to it every time new in the space. That's what this is about. The wisdom council, we have about a minute or so to bring this space to a close. Does anybody need to say anything or ask anything? Amanda, you look like you have a question burbling in you. Go ahead.
It's not a question. It's a statement that none of us on the team know how to do this, how to train trainers. And I think we need to stand in our autonomy in the unknown and create it together. Like, we're all in the not knowing how to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And
join the club.
Yeah. And it needs to be done. Like, if we don't do it, it won't happen. So, like, that's just where we are. And I'm very, very glad that you're on the team, Jennifer, and that we're all in that unknown together to create this.
Thank you. Yeah. I want to say thank you, really, everybody, for, like, giving me so much space. Yeah, I was surprised and scared. And I'm glad. Thank you.
Sarah, anything from you?
No, nothing. Thank you.
Okay.
I would like to say that I think it's an amazing, what you just said, Amanda, this opening into all the other questions. And when I've had this call with Scott a couple days ago, and the invitation for Scott to join the Trainer Path Europe. And then I shared that information with we have an infinity ring in the Trainer Path, quote unquote, Europe, with Vera and Clinton and Sofia Magdalena. And I made the proposal, and Clinton wrote mostly a lot of the questions that you asked about what is the relationship? What does it mean to be in both? And so we don't have answers, and I would still want to do a form of a wisdom council to wrestle with those questions together.
Mm. And yes.
Yeah. So, and sort of sooner than later. So next week, or just to let this integrate a little bit, and then, yeah.
Yeah. I just want to add in, and Chloe, that from the game world builder perspective, it's all pretty clear. And from the other perspectives, it's probably not so clear, but it's pretty clear.
Okay, yeah, and there's the way to do a wisdom council and to share what seems clear from a game world builder perspective, and also a trainer training game world perspective, is that then it goes into the Trainer Path USA, and there's this shared context. And I want to say that I only speak for me. I've learned some things in the past year of building the Trainer Path, quote unquote, Europe. And I want to share them. I want to share them. And maybe you'll discover other thing and create different things. But I want to share what I've learned. Yeah.
Thank you. The open chair has been occupied and would like to speak. Go ahead, open chair.
It still goes to Jennifer, and I'm speaking as Katrin, and you've been talking about being reading the manual and being a pilot, and this is not how you are learning to fly. And it is when you are not thinking of it, then the flying instructor gets out of the plane and tells you to fly by yourself. And then you have to. And then you just do it the first time. And you're still a trainee, and you know what you're doing, and you don't at all. And you'll find that there's a big joy in it, a big joy. It was because you were speaking of flying, no, of being a pilot. So that's my story to that.
Thank you, Catherine.
Sarah.
I want to take my opportunity to answer again to your question, Clinton. Yes, something happened in me. I'm processing right now inside of me because a lot of things come up. And I realize that this is not my space, but I would like only to share that this meeting really touched me, and also your process, Jennifer, we can call it like that. And so I have a lot of questions and a lot of maybe emotional process to do about my position in the trainer path, my loneliness in Italy, and not to be in the team with anybody, and how hard I have to work to do something. And yes, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. All right, would everybody please take a deep breath? We're about to end the Wisdom Council, and sort of it breaks apart and goes back into our lives. Take another deep breath, do it again. We're breaking the whole Wisdom Council circles. You go back into your lives and you take with you what you've given, and you take in with you what you received. Thank you very much for letting the wisdom and the council come through you. And we hope to see you again soon in another Wisdom Council. Harvey Gar.
Thank you.
Harvey Gar.
Bye. Thank you.
Harvey Gar.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.